Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell lots of video game stuff. Well, we do the stuff, but not the actual games. And I do like to talk about them. This week we've got some real exciting news. I'm Adam Paulus, and here we go. Nintendo has been a mover and shaker for years. They have great boom periods, and they have bust periods. Sometimes it's the biggest thing in the world, and sometimes it's the least cool thing you could ever possibly hope to be. Right now, it looks like it's going in the positive direction. After the Wii U has done what it's going to do, and the 3DS seems to unfortunately also have done what it's going to do, Nintendo is looking to the next thing. There's the Nintendo NX, but before they get to the Nintendo NX, a new piece of hardware is coming, and I have to get one. It is a retro classic NES with 30 pre-installed games due on November 11th. It has HDMI compatibility. It includes one controller. Extra controllers are $10. The unit with 30 built-in games is $60. And it looks like it's going to have a decent selection of classic favorites. Like, it's not everything you could want, but it includes all the Mario games, all the Zelda games, Kirby, Star Tropics, the first one, as well as Gradius, which is a really exciting thing to see, Castlevania's 1 and 2, Super C, Bubble Bobble. It's a remarkably well-rounded selection, with not too many sports games, which is what matters to me. And this is right off the announcement of the vastly popular Pokemon Go, which is now more installed than Tinder, quite possibly the most played game and or app of all time. There are numerous stories this week regarding decorum, safety, and privacy concerns. There are people posting very creative things that are not suitable for children. And also, people are finding more than one dead body using this app accidentally, but it's happening. It's an interesting headline, if nothing else. So if you like Nintendo, and you're an old Nintendo fan, it's a very exciting time to be alive. PlayStation 4 owners this week can download Assault Suit Lemnos, Daydreamer Awakened Edition, Dex, Ghostbusters, Kerbal Space Program, Killstrain, Last Wings, Militant, Super Mutant Alien Assault, Typewriter, and Video Ball. Vita owners can grab Last Wings, Typewriter, and Panda Run. Xbox One owners can grab Frew, The Solus Project, Pharaonic, K-Yub, and Video Ball. While Wii U owners, it's getting a little bit more interesting with Tumblestone, Chromoblast, Jackpot 777, and Reptilian Rebellion, as well as the TurboGrafx-16 games. Ah! New Adventure Island, Bonk's Adventure, and R-Type. Love R-Type. Hard game. Really hard game, but I do love it to pieces. 3DS owners can grab Journey to Crizia and the Super NES port of Final Fight, but only on new 3DS hardware. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's been surreal, and it can be surreal for you with our Surreal Entertainment Sale. Buy one, get one 40% off for just a few more days. We have a lot of stuff like totes, glasses, puzzles, and more. Buy one, get one 40% off. Items include Adventure Time, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Avengers, Marvel, all kinds of stuff. Check it out. Sale ends Tuesday. We also added a ton of new pre-orders. Pokemon jewelry galore, like so much stuff I'm not even going to bother listing all the kinds of earrings and necklaces we have. We also added Dragon Ball Z Perfect Cell Figure Rise Standard Model Kits, as well as Gundam Build Fighters Tri Bear Guy P High Grade 144 Scale Model Kits as well. So if you want to put something together, this is a week for you. We're adding new stuff all the time. Of course, this is Pokemon season, so we're looking out there and seeing what we can get you. So check out our selection. Shop early, shop often. Silly to say in July, but Christmas is just around the corner, as are birthdays and... did we miss our birthday? I don't remember when our birthday is, but there's a lot of holidays coming up. And if you want to get a gift for somebody, why not? What else are you doing? Anyway, so that's all I got. I will be off next week because of San Diego's Comic-Con International. I will be on assignment, and you will be there or enjoying the reporting from the comforts of your home or office. I'm almost envious, because sitting around, very nice, very enjoyable thing to do. So, have a great weekend, follow us on Twitter at EntEarth or news.entertainmentearth.com, and I will see you next time.